Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Derek from the Derek from Street Fatari blog. So more turbo thoughts for y'all. So this thought is, I think street photography is supreme, meaning I think street photography is the best art form. It's the most interesting. It's the most hyperactive. And generally speaking, I think the more we do street photography, the happier we'll be. So these are my thoughts. I think there's a quote from like the philosopher Spinoza, who was just like, my goal in life isn't to critique humanity and whatever, but it's to better understand humanity. And I actually really like this sentiment, because so many of our natural human desires, like our desire for fame, lust, you know, greed, blah, blah, it's all seen as vices or sins. But what I'm actually more interested in is, how can we discover, you know, our human desires, and to seek to understand it and maybe exploit it in a good way, rather than to just denigrate it or talk shit about it and try to get it to be eliminated from our minds. And so one of my big critiques actually is, I'm generally like, okay, I grew up addicted to video games, and now I don't play no video games. And to study video games is very interesting to me, because, you know, there's so many people more and more, you know, addicted to video games, and it's easy for me to get on my moral high horse and be like, oh, you know, all these degenerates just playing video games all day instead of being productive members of society, blah blah. But rather than trying to critique it, now I'm just trying to understand it. So I've been studying a lot of, you know, video game philosophy, and just kind of observing myself and just trying to work it out. And my big takeaway is, I think the reason why people love video games so much, or superhero movies, or Netflix, these action films, blah, 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 is that actually real life, modern life, it's too boring. It's too basic. It's too simple. There's no real challenges. There's no real like scary things happening to us. There's no challenges. And, you know, so essentially it's kind of like what Brad Pitt or Edward Norton says in Fight Club, is that us humans, we're just so domesticated now. And there must certainly be something in our human nature or psyche that we're kind of more predators, we're more conquerors, we're more beasts than man. And what we want is, we want more challenge, we want more randomness, we want more chaos, we want more opportunities to flex our strengths and our muscles. And so I feel street photography is very interesting, because to me, it is by far the most difficult type of photography, in the sense that to have the social courage to conquer, to talk to people and interact with them and stuff like that, it's insanely hard, scary. It takes a lot of physical skill, mental skill, and, you know, it takes a little bit of, like, you know, being sly and conniving based on, you know, whether you want to ask for permission, or whether you want to shoot candidly, whether you want to be sneaky, blah, blah. And, you know, this is kind of an example I don't really like to use too much, but, you know, you look at Call of Duty and all these, you know, even Fortnite, everyone has guns, right? They're just shooting each other and killing each other, whatever. And even photography, there's so many techniques in photography which are akin to, like, you know, shooting. Even Henri Cartier-Bresson, I think he was really into hunting too. So essentially the way that he shot street photography, he was kind of like on a human safari, and his taking photos of strangers and didn't like to interact with them. And I think he was trying to essentially try to like snipe at people. But anyways, all the moralism aside, there seems to be something about street photography which is interesting to us, because it requires a certain level of confidence, courage, and risk-taking for us to shoot a street photo. So for example, I could spend an hour photographing a flower, and the flower's not gonna yell at me, it's not gonna punch me in the face, threaten to call the cops on me, blah, blah. And so I think perhaps street photography is interesting because the fear and the danger and the risk of street photography, it's not a bug, it's a feature. So the feature of street photography, which is so good, is precisely because it's so scary, you know, difficult and stuff like that. So like, even, you know, I actually have this as my my laptop wallpaper, our best friend King Leonidas in the 300. So like, I think we want situations or circumstances which require us to take more risk and to be more daring. And so for like, even a practical example, I'm actually super addicted. I am freaking very passionate about powerlifting, you know, deadlift, squat, bench press, blah, blah. And to me, the biggest benefit and boon of powerlifting is that it requires insane amounts of courage, focus, concentration. And to me, it's like 99% mental. It's that, like, you just have to get rid of fear. And street photography is interesting too, because it's all about conquering fear. And there's this, like, this Jimmy Iovine quoted by Dr. Dre, is that, like, obviously, no matter what, you're always going to have fear. But rather than letting fear kind of get in your way, how can we use fear to push ourselves forward, to use fear to elevate us, for fear to bring out the best in us? And so it's not maybe necessarily like getting rid of fear, because obviously there's useful benefits to fear, which prevent us from jumping off bridges and so forth, but rather to channel our fear, to have our fear come behind us, push us, encourage us to bring out the best in us. And so, you know, just basic things like, you know, getting a Ricoh GR version 2, right? Super small, fits inside your front pocket, and just shooting JPEG. And really, it's street photography is so interesting because it's about, you know, having the opportunity to exercise your courage, your confidence, your conquering your fears, whatever. You could walk a lot, which is obviously good for a mind. It requires a lot of mental skill, agility. You know, you gotta like crouch super fast. You might have to run and sprint for the shot. You gotta interact with people. Obviously, as humans, we like to interact with people. That's what makes us human. And also, we make art. So I think I really want to push forward that, you know, street photography is a legitimate art form, and it's probably one of the most difficult and interesting ones too, because this is why I don't trust curators who don't make photos, or I don't trust artists who don't. I don't trust artists or photographers who critique street photography if they have never tried it or done it themselves. It's almost like, I'll give you a practical example. So this is my elitism coming out, okay? So at the gym, I divide people into two categories. People who could deadlift above four plates, 405 pounds, and people who cannot. And obviously most people cannot, not because they physically cannot, but because they just haven't trained for it. But I think any able-bodied male with at least 2 or 3 years of training and proper meat nutrition should actually be able to deadlift four plates. Like, actually, I knew this kid at this gym. He's like 21 years old, like, you know, super skinny, short looking white dude. He's probably like 5'6", he weighs 120, 125 pounds. He could deadlift four plates, all right? So I could try to explain to somebody what it feels like deadlifting over 400 pounds, but if that person has never even lifted a dumbbell or a barbell or tried deadlifting in life, they have no idea what that experience is like. Like, you cannot even explain it to them, right? And so I feel that street photography is so interesting because it does bring out a new dimension in our lives, and it makes our lives more interesting. It makes it deeper. It makes it more complex. It makes it more artistic. And so for moving forward, I think all of us street photographers, we should deadlift. Shout out to my buddy Kevin, who also is a big deadlifter. So I think the more athletic we become, the more muscular we become, and the more we focus on like stoic philosophy, you know, watch the movie 300, think about like an ascetic, hard, Spartan lifestyle, the more we court danger rather than being afraid of it, the more we court risk, the more we think about becoming epic, I think we'll just have a more fun life. It'll be less boring, it'll be more interesting, we'll be happier, and we'll have a sense of growth, right? So to sum up, things you could practice doing: taking ice cold showers. I haven't really taken a warm shower in the last 5 years. It's a good way to conquer fear. A little bit of intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is a good way for us to withstand a little bit of pain, which is generally a good thing. Powerlifting, start hitting up the deadlifts, is good. I recommend doing sumo style. The leverages are easier. And yeah, keep doing street photography. And you know, you could just shoot on your phone, your camera, whatever. And to me, it's not about making great street photographs, because I mean, ultimately, who cares if you make a great photo or not? But to me, it's more about the joy of the the quest, the joy of the attempt. And so assuming we all live to be 120 years old, let's devote our lives to making the most epic photos possible, and to every single day push ourselves a little bit forward, and memento mori, know that we're gonna die, and let's take it to the next level. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.